Good morning. It is 7:46 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. All right, holiday season. We've got, of course, Christmas coming up this weekend, lots of other things going on. Hanukkah, New Year's, everything coming up, and maybe you're having holiday gatherings for family, for friends, maybe a business gathering, and thinking about, well, what do I serve? What's a really nice cocktail? We just talked about the espresso martini. We're going to talk about that and many, many others here this morning. Joining us to talk more about it, he's the president of G&M Distributors, Adam Vitale. Adam, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I am fantastic. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in with us again here this morning. All right. So, Mike, we got a virtual buffet.
I thought you were
going
to bring some stuff in.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I decided this, you know, it's the holidays. You've got to get out the good glassware. You've got to get ready. So why not? We should start early this morning and do that. We'll pretend it's Christmas morning.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is what this is the typical Christmas morning in the Gum household.
Well,
right?
I'm not trusted around the glassware at my house.
There is that. All right. So the other great thing is we've got all these recipes, and sometime later this morning we're going to get the interview posted on our website. Also, we'll have all these recipes for you as well. So.
Yeah, that's been one of our criticisms in the past. They say, hey, you talk about this stuff, and then I don't remember what it is. I don't know what to buy. So this time we're going to have it on the WGIL website. We'll have it on the G&M Facebook page. And so, yeah, you can go there. You can learn about all this stuff. It's all super easy to make. Very affordable stuff.
All right. So what are we starting with here this morning?
Well, we're going to pretend it's Christmas morning. We're going to kick it off with a morning classic. Tom, you look like you need a little bit of vitamin C this morning.
Absolutely.
You know, you're still a little tired from last night. So we're going to start off with a Christmas mimosa.
Oh, yeah.
So this Christmas mimosa, it's a fun one. It is La Marca Prosecco. So it's an Italian Prosecco made with the Glera grape in Italy. A little bit of cranberry juice, orange juice, and grapefruit juice. And then to give it a little bit of festiveness, I put a lime in it as well as I couldn't find it. It's supposed to have fresh cranberries. I put pomegranate in instead just so you get that red and green kind of Christmas ornamenty looking thing.
And so with the Prosecco, obviously, if it's only from the Champagne region. It's in France. It's supposed to be called Champagne. So sparkling wine, right?
Correct. Okay. So this is a sparkling wine from Italy.
Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Perfect. All right. So
cheers.
Cheers. It is the Christmas mimosa.
Yeah, that's scary good.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's a great way to start off your Christmas morning.
Absolutely. Wow. My goodness.
You're half Prosecco, half of the mix of juices, so not a very highly alcoholic beverage.
Yeah.
Prosecco typically is 10 to 11% alcohol by volume, so it's a lighter sparkling wine, too. And the thing I love about Prosecco versus champagne is there's just a tiny hint of sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really rounds it out. It's not that real dry, yeasty flavor.
It's such great colors to the drink. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the juice and the Prosecco anyway. But then you add the Christmas colors, like you said, with the lime and then the pomegranates in there. Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. That's outstanding. Wow.
Mm. Yeah, so a fun way to start off the morning and get it going on a high note.
So the Christmas mimosa, great way to start your day. The Prosecco, La Marca Prosecco, cranberry juice, orange juice, grapefruit juice, and a garnish. You use cranberries, you use pomegranates like Adam
Absolutely.
Did this morning, and that lime as well. And then we'll have the recipe for this and all the ingredients coming up later on.
Great.
All right, what's next?
So some people, you know, are citrus people first in the morning. You know, we just talked about this drink, and so we get to try it now. The espresso martini. So this is a twist on the espresso martini, though. So the one that's super popular doesn't have any peppermint in it. But I thought, you know, it's the holiday season. We've got to kind of jazz it up just a little bit. So we start off with a beautiful martini glass, and I dip the rim in honey. That actually gives it a little bit of stickiness. And then dip it in. I took a candy cane and crushed it up. So if you've ever seen a margarita with that salted rim, same idea, only candy canes for the holidays. So this one is rum chata peppermint, so about an ounce and a half of that. An ounce and a half of the Rush Creek from Harvard, Illinois, their espresso vodka or their coffee vodka, and then 2 ounces of Innkeeper's coffee is in this. Top it all off with a couple of fresh coffee beans. And I know, Tom, I don't think you're a big coffee drinker.
I'm not, but
I think you're going to like this one.
Hopefully the rum chata will kill the taste of the coffee for me, right? No, that's right.
It looks
wonderful, though. Wow, that is a beautiful drink.
One.
Oh, yeah,
that's,
Tyler
oh,
gets fancy one. That's all right.
That's scary.
He didn't trust me with the glass on this one.
No, so. I didn't trust myself.
All right, here we go.
So the goal is to get a little bit of that peppermint while you're drinking that.
Yeah.
And just.
I got a little bit of peppermint on my sweater as well. That's all right, though. There we go.
Yeah, so another great way to start off your Christmas morning, you know, if you need just a little bit of that pick-me-up with a – this is also a phenomenal dessert. cocktail. So after that big Christmas meal, you're not feeling like that piece of pie or cake or whatever. Make yourself a great espresso martini with that rum chata. Just really puts a nice finish.
I actually took a second sip, believe it or not. That's pretty darn good.
I'm going to finish mine.
Because with the peppermint and everything and the rum chata, the coffee flavor isn't too strong.
No.
So, that's actually very good. And that peppermint really adds. And I'm not a huge peppermint person either, but with that mix of it, it just all works together.
And we're going to stick with this peppermint theme. For those that don't love coffee, we're going to make a really fun spiked hot chocolate drink.
All right. Yes. Ooh, there we go. The holiday hot chocolate. And, again, includes the rum chata. Again, is this the peppermint?
Yes.
The peppermint rum chata, hot chocolate, peppermint bark, fresh whipped cream, and, again, a garnish of the crushed peppermint candy.
Exactly. And this one Tom, I remembered from last year that you liked the fresh whipped cream. So
Tyler, don't give that to me without the whipped cream. Got to have that.
Adam brings in his fancy,
a complete mess of the studio.
his hand whipped cream.
Yes, indeed. All right.
Yes, I kind of am following the Julia Child method here, where you just make a complete disaster mess of the kitchen.
Okay. That's okay. But
just so it tastes good. That's what matters.
So again, all right. And you know, this one you can also garnish with a little bit of fresh mint leaves. It's fun to dip this rim again and make that peppermint rim that looks like the salted margarita rim. And just a really great...
Wow.
Yeah, isn't that just...
Wow. That is absolutely amazing.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Now, with the impending snowstorm and weather forecast, think about sitting on your couch, looking out your window.
Yeah, you're not going to care.
No.
Yeah, you won't care.
So make sure you get some nice heavy cream. You've got plenty of time to whip it on Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, a bottle of the peppermint bark rum chata. One thing with the peppermint bark rum chata is it is only... around usually during the seasonal period. Last year we got a lot of complaints that we ran out of it early. So this year we bought plenty of it. So we bought enough to actually get us through January. So if you like this, we should have enough, hopefully in theory, to get through January unless people drink it all this weekend. but it's just a great Christmas winter drink. It just
If you don't like the alcohol bite in something, there's none. It tastes like really good hot chocolate is really what it tastes like. That's amazing, the holiday hot chocolate.
Yeah, it's a fun one, and it's just a great one, and just easy to drink.
Just
sit back on that nice cold day and go from there.
Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning, 7:54, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, before we get to our next one, let's take a quick break here, get a forecast update, and we'll come back and talk more with Adam. 7:58, Galesburg's Morning News, a couple of minutes before the news. We can get another one in here quickly. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joins us this morning talking about some drinks for your holiday gatherings, holiday get-togethers, family, friends, whatever the case may be, Christmas, Hanukkah, New Year's, whatever the case may be, or just great winter get-togethers.
Winter solstice.
These are great for that. All right, that's right.
There you go.
Shortest day of the year, the least sunshine. We're going to get through this one, though, and more and more light each day after that. That's a good thing. All right.
Yeah,
so what do we got next?
Now we're going to jump into kind of a very fun one. This is called the Sugar Cookie Martini. So think sugar cookie meets drink, and really beautiful drink, too. So start off, what I did is took the glass, and this is a very, very light diet drink. I started off, and I dipped the glass in vanilla cake frosting.
Why not?
So we dipped the rim of the glass in the vanilla frosting, and then coated it with... red and green colored sugar to give it that, again, that fun rim, very festive look. And then added some, so this drink is an ounce and a half of Rush Creek vanilla vodka, again, from Harvard, Illinois. The regular rum chata, an ounce and a half of that. A little bit of amaretto, a little bit of milk, a little bit of ice. And then if that's not sweet enough for you, you can always add a little powdered sugar, too. And then garnished it with a little sugar cookie. And some pieces of chocolate, you know, just to make sure it's sweet enough.
Well, it's much better than what Tyler, like we sat on his porch last week and he made martinis and we just dipped sugar cookies in them.
It was
weird.
Joke's on you. It was 2%.
No, but this sounds really, really good. All right. So,
so
mixing it all up. And the frosting.
Here, Tom, you get the fancy one.
We're going to give Tom this is another... you know, kind of crystal glass here to make it really super festive for the holidays. And
should I use the straw? No, we got the rim.
Yeah, because you want to get the straw is just for looks in this one because it's a gold straw to give it a little sparkle. But you want to get that frosting in there too.
I seriously, I get that sugar cookie bang right off the bat. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
So, yeah, it's a fun one. You know, you're having people over. You want to wow them with a simple cocktail. Again, these are all super easy to make, easy ingredients. And this one, you know, you can use whatever kind of milk. Some people might want heavy cream if you want a real creamy drink. Or if you're on a diet, just use the skim milk.
Yes, or Tyler, it's okay to dip in there and grab the cookie out and eat it.
I'm going to fish it out, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take another break here. It's 8 o'clock. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Some lots of great ideas for your holiday gatherings, holiday get-togethers. And, again, we're going to be posting all these along with the interview later on this morning. It'll also be on G&M's Facebook page, so you can find out how to make some of these wonderful, wonderful drinks with these products that you can find at the area retailers from G&M Distributors. 8:15, Galesburg's Morning News. What do you have planned for your holidays? Maybe a little gathering, family, friends, big party, whatever the case may be. Neighborhood kids? Okay, maybe not them. They're not invited to this party. We're talking with Adam Vitale. He's the president of G&M Distributors, talking about some different holiday drinks and mixes and everything that are available in the area. And all the, again, the recipes and ingredients and everything on the Facebook page for G&M. Currently, we'll have them up later on our website and Facebook page. But, all right, what do we have up next?
So we've done, obviously, some sweeter drinks, some kind of very holiday-themed drinks, and now we're mm-hmm. going to go back to some classics, and we're going to just start with this with bourbon. But this is a unique bourbon. It's called Horse Soldier Bourbon.
Great story behind it.
Phenomenal story. This is one of those products that is, if you love bourbon, you'll like this. If you need, are looking for a gift for someone, it makes for a great gift. And the story behind Horse Soldiers, so Horse Soldiers have been a part of the Green Beret for a long time. And after the horrible incidents of September 11, 2001, there were four guys that were horse soldiers in Afghanistan, and these guys were some of the first to go in and make some of the early attacks in the country to help protect the United States. When they left the Green Berets, in around 2014, they decided to start a bourbon company, hence Horse Soldier Bourbon. So they've got three types, and obviously you can't start a bourbon company in 2014 and have bourbon 15 minutes later. So it takes several years. So these are just within the last really 12 to 18 months getting into the marketplace. But one of the coolest things about this is the bottle's label. And the bottle has this beautiful metal label. And the unique story is these are actual metal, and the molds for the label are all from steel from September, from New York City, from the World Trade Center.
Wow.
So each of these, this metal is poured into this mold, stamped, and then attached to the bottle. And so it just makes for a really, really great, unique bourbon. But then on top of it, the quality of the bourbon is just fantastic. So this one we're drinking today is the small batch bourbon. And again, their thing is forged in fire, so they do a lot of fire with the barrels. So it's got a really unique but wonderful flavor. So it's a fun bourbon if you're looking for something. They are available, very limited quantities still, because they just don't have a lot of it across mm-hmm. the country. But it's a
if you're a bourbon lover, you're definitely going to like this one. Yeah, what a great bottle and label and a great story behind it. And of course they distill it in Kentucky too.
Of course, so absolutely.
That would make a great gift.
absolutely.
The bottle's beautiful enough. Just put a bow on the top of it, and you don't even have to wrap it.
At least, like you said, with a metal label, it's got this the soldier on the horseback stamped on there. That is really amazing. What a great story.
Yeah, and apparently Horse Soldiers and the Green Berets actually started in the Vietnam War, mm-hmm. and that was kind of the origination of it. But these guys were part of the Afghanistan battle in 2001.
So we're going on the rocks today, and just that little the mix of water with it just mellows it out even a little bit more.
Yeah.
It's just really, really great flavor.
You want to know how smooth this is?
Let's hear it.
A few of them, you'll be texting an ex. I mean, whether you left on good terms or not.
That's right.
Just happy holidays, whatever it is.
Yeah, just being nice. Spreading the holiday spirit.
There you go. That's what it is. All right. So we're
going to jump across the pond here to mm-hmm. Scotland.
Talking about labels, I've always loved that label.
I love this label with the beautiful, beautiful elk on it. This is the Dalmore. This is the 12 years. So this is their entry-level scotch, which is a phenomenal scotch. It's a Highland single malt scotch whiskey. We've got those right there. And just a wonderful, yet again, another fantastic gift idea. You know, for me with scotch, I just put a little bit of ice in it. Some people put a drop of water in it. Some people drink it just neat. And any of those are all fantastic to do. And this is just a great, classic, smooth, scotch.
Enough of these. You'll be going around saying, get a donkey, that's why.
These you'll be looking for your Christmas sweater.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And again, I love the label on there. All right. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning, 819 Galesburg's Morning News. Where are we going next?
So we're going to go to a classic cocktail. This is one of those great, great, when you walk in, I think of that old school smoky cigar lounge kind of cocktail. It's called a Boulevardier. And with this Boulevardier, though, I've mixed it up just a little bit. So we're using the Horse Soldier Bourbon. And using an ounce and a half of that, using Via Sweet Vermouth. So Via Sweet Vermouth is made in California by a gentleman named Andrew Quaddy. It's a family-owned winery, and they also distill or fortify vermouth. And so it's a really unique vermouth. You know, vermouth can be adds a lot to a drink, and a lot of times people just say, oh, I'll just get whatever's on the bottom shelf. Via really upscales and makes this a much more elegant cocktail. And then a Boulevardier traditionally uses Campari, but I've switched that up a little bit, and I'm using a spirit called Select, and it's an aperitif from Italy, really unique, made with over 30 botanicals and herbs, juniper, lavender, rhubarb root, and just a really unique beverage. It's interesting. Italy has all these secret aperitivos and amaros where they won't tell you all the ingredients. It's part of these multi-generational families that have these, and so this one just adds a beautiful roundness to this Boulevardier. So
well, talk about the blood orange slices.
Yes, and so this is a dried orange. You can actually buy these. These are locally made at Craft on Seminary Street, and so it's a cocktail orange. So it's a wonderful thing, and then you can also just eat the orange too, peel and all when you're finished.
Talk about the vermouth. I know you talk like it. Many martinis with vermouth, right?
Yeah, so the martini would use dry vermouth. This is sweet vermouth.
So that was what I was going to ask, the difference. Dry, so the dry is just not sweet.
Correct. It's not as sweet.
I was wondering, how can a liquid be dry?
Yes, exactly. This one has a little bit, and I always kind of think of it, the sweet vermouth, especially the Via, has more of a nutmeggy kind of, a little more of a spice to it, where a dry vermouth doesn't have that spice. You know, one of my favorite drinks is just taking the Via sweet and the Via dry, mixing them together on the rocks, and it is just a killer cocktail. Yeah.
Well, and so, so vermouth does have alcohol in it.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
because I was curious about this a few months ago. I was asking somebody who's big into martinis, and I don't know if they fully understood my question because they weren't sure if vermouth actually had alcohol in it or not.
Because it was, 16% alcohol by volume.
Okay.
So it's basically fortified grapes. Then they infuse botanicals and other things to get that flavor.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, before this, I would only hear of vermouth being used in martinis.
Correct.
And so,
and our martini and old fashioned things like
right.
that.
Right.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. It's a really it adds a lot of character, and it's what gives that drink that little bit of spice to it.
Yeah.
I've never ordered a shot of vermouth before, at the bar. You know what I mean?
So it's just not the most popular thing.
You may or may not start now,
but I get a drier one, sir.
Exactly. Yeah.
What other? Okay, so talk about a little bit more about the sweet vermouth. You said you like to mix the sweet and the dry. Any other drinks with sweet vermouth used in popular drinks?
I would use. You can use it in most things. Are a Manhattan would have it.
Okay.
That's probably the most popular thing would be the Manhattan. But you could use it in a Rob Roy. You could use it which is basically a Manhattan with scotch. Any of those types of drinks, or if you just if you're not quite, it's also a good segue if you're just getting into bourbon or into whiskey or into scotch. Adding a little bit of vermouth and ice kind of makes it a little more palatable at first, and then you'll slowly take that vermouth away, and you'll get to taste more of the bourbon or the scotch.
By the way, I have to tell you, Rob Roy is how you have to say it. I'm just saying. All right, Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors, joining us here this morning. My goodness, a lot of great stuff.
Yeah.
So that was it. That was where were we? So
we've got one left this morning, and that's just a beer. So we thought we'd finish with a completely different take on things.
Yeah.
This one's a beer made in Chicago from the Goose Island Beer Company. It is a Christmas IPA. They've used a little bit of different hops than the regular Goose Island IPA, giving it just a little bit of a little bit more of that holiday flavor, those beautiful spices.
And it looks like a sweater.
I say Christmassy, Christmas sweater can that's pretty cool.
And just
the Goose Island IPA.
I really like their IPAs because they don't punch you in the face and knock you over with bitterness.
Yeah.
They have a really nice.
Absolutely. I was going to say, because I'm not a big not normally a big IPA fan. That hoppy flavor. That yeah, it's really doesn't yeah it doesn't reach out and grab you on this one. Goose Island.
Yeah. So for Christmas if you're not a spirits drinker or a wine drinker, you need something. You don't want to get just a regular beer for the holidays. You know, the Christmas IPA. It's only available in cans this year. It's also available. Several of the local bars and restaurants have had it on draft. It's actually done exceptionally well. I know we are out of the draft in our warehouse. I think there are a few establishments that may still have a little bit of it left. But I know you can still get it in cans in some of our local retail establishments.
Is it just me, or am I tasting something sweet in this?
There's a little bit of that caramely malt in here, too. You get it on the back of your palate as you're finishing it.
Yeah, interesting. Goose Island Christmas IPA. Yeah. And again, lots of great establishments. You can find these products and package stores as well. Ah, man, a lot of great stuff here this morning. Ah, so, again, you can find all the recipes, all the ingredients. You go to G&M Distributors Facebook page. We'll have them later on this morning on our website and Facebook page as well. And, lots of wonderful stuff. Want to mention also, another thing you guys distribute, the Mrs. Fisher's chips.
Yeah,
they've got a big anniversary.
Yeah, they do. So Mrs. Fisher's has been in business for now 90 years. It's still located in Rockford, Illinois. Great chip company, one of the largest female-owned chip companies in the Midwest. And I don't remember if I've told you the story of why it's named Mrs. Fisher's.
Kind of out of spite?
It was out of spite, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's one of my favorite brand stories we have. So during the Great Depression, Mr. and Mrs. Fisher started a chip company in their living room. They needed money. They lived in a small little a tiny home in downtown Rockford, Illinois. And unfortunately, Mrs. Fisher caught Mr. Fisher with a wandering eye. And we'll leave the story at that. You can write, you can imagine the rest of it. And so Mrs. Fisher kicked Mr. Fisher out and then renamed the company to Mrs. Fisher's Chips from Mr. Fisher's Chips.
Oh, wow.
It has been Mrs. Fisher since the Great Depression for 90 years now. And is a great story. It's really awesome as it's still a family-run company, multi-generational family-run company right here based in Illinois in Rockford. And you can go there still if you live in the area or if you're just passing through, and they will give you warm chips that are made. If you have there's a subscription service and some other things. And I did get to experience this once, and I did not need to eat the meals for the next 2 meals. I ate more than my fair share of warm potato chips.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Yeah.
It's an incredible experience. It's worth the drive.
Well, I know, Tyler, you've mentioned they do the dark.
Yes.
Like those are
dynamite.
Ones. Yeah.
Those are dynamite.
Yes. I'm not so much a fan of it. I know you like those. A lot of people do like the dark ones.
Yeah, they're made with the russet potatoes. Yeah. Just a little more sugar in the russet potato. So yeah,
well, I first saw it in Mrs. Fisher's, and then I saw some other, some other brands are kind of following suit a little bit. Yes. Maybe I just never saw them before, but no, you brought them in a couple, it's like a year ago, I think.
Least,
but
And
again, I highly recommend them.
With the Mrs. Fisher's chip, you can find those at local retailers as well.
Most of our local Hy-Vees have Mrs. Fisher's and a lot of other retailers in town.
Yeah. And we also, of course, don't forget about the Woody's.
We've got the Woody's popcorn, which is another fun holiday gift. Courteous Jerk is out if you're looking for a snack stick, that healthy snack stick, one carb.
They are really, really good, by the way.
Very, very
good. And cheaper
different.
Than the big name brands. Way cheaper and much better.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. And so, so we're continuing to try to expand more products coming next year, which will be fun, and some new products. So just lots of excitement coming in 2023 as well.
Absolutely.
And Mrs. Fisher's got her start the same way that Miss Pac-Man did.
Caught him with a wandering eye. No, it's now Ms. Pac-Man.
Well,
thank you very much.
That's what the court said.
So. I haven't seen the female Donkey Kong version Kong yet or something. I don't know if that's happened or not.
Oh, well, I'll hook you
up. Okay, thank you. Yeah. All right. Adam Vitale, president of G&M Distributors. Adam, always appreciate you taking the time with us. And some wonderful products. Again, you can find these all at local establishments, local retail. Taylor as well from G&M Distributors, and some really, really great stuff. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas and enjoy yourself. And
thank you.
We'll do this again for
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. There you go. Groundhog Day. Perfect.
That's we'll see you in a week.
Happy January 17th. How about that? All right. Adam, again, thank you so much.
Have
appreciate
a great
it.
Christmas.